The new documentary about Hunter S. Thompson, Freak Power, The Ballot or the Bomb, debuts on Friday.
People don't go out and bomb things just because they feel like, seeing something explode. They bomb it because that's the last resort.
The film chronicles the gonzo journalist's 1970 run for Pitkin County Sheriff in Aspen, but parts of it feel eerily similar to today.
I don't think we have a situation here where we can afford to ignore the national realities any longer.
Freak Power was created by Ajax Phillips, DJ Watkins, and a team of local filmmakers. It will be released on the 50th anniversary of Thompson's historic campaign. I spoke with Watkins about the film and asked him what relevance the documentary has today.
You know, when we started the project, you know, we had no idea where we would be here in the end of 2020. But we had an idea, you know, with the election and how polarized America has become, you know, that this story had a renewed relevance and timeliness. Back then, it was a little bit more of the old versus the young, as well as the left versus the right. The president at the time, Richard Nixon, you know, was a polarizing figure. And as, you know, this year has, with the protests over police brutality, with democracy at risk, the ideas and the themes of the film really resonate. I like to say history doesn't repeat itself, but it rhymes. And I think that this film is a testament to that statement.
I was struck by the theme of representation in the film. When asked why he's running for sheriff, Hunter Thompson says, quote, "There's a difference between living in this town and investing in this town. If you don't have any control of your own government and only a few people have it, then they're going to do whatever they damn well please." And yet, you know, his campaign, as portrayed in the film, was run by young white men. And there's hardly any women or LGBTQ folks or people of color. Is this something that was considered in the making of the film?
You know, definitely. We wanted to have more voices of color and more women's voices in the film. It was a different time in America. And we did take a step back numerous times in the film and say, you know, these are pretty upwardly mobile, relatively well-off white men in the film. I think that it is kind of a shortcoming somewhat of the film. But at the same time, that is what was going on there. You know, all the voices in the film were people that were there then. But I think that Hunter's words about representation and words about democracy, you know, if you look at them through the lens of 1970, is an issue. But I think it also shows how far we've come as a country now.
I want to turn to the name of the film, Freak Power, The Ballot or the Bomb. Mm-hmm. What's the significance of this name?
Hunter speaks in one of the scenes where there's a lot of kind of chaos going on in the film about, you know, on the East Coast and the West Coast, people were resorting to bombing and violence and trying to change society. And what Hunter was saying is that, you know, we haven't come to that here. We want people to embrace the ballot. We want people to go to the polls. We want people to organize. What he's advocating is that people take control of the government through the political process, through inspiring them with new ideas, by trying to get people to change their communities. And so Freak Power in general was Hunter's idea for getting people that were disenfranchised or non-interested in government back into the political process.
There's a scene in the film that flashes between footage of the Vietnam War, police violence against civil rights leaders, and smiling white people sipping champagne on top of Aspen Mountain. And in the background, Thompson is saying, quote, "Aspen has been a hideout from reality for so long. I don't think we have a situation here where we can afford to ignore the national realities any longer." What do you think has changed and what hasn't in the Valley since 1970?
It's a lot different community now than it was then. And I think a lot of locals will even be able to comment on the changes evident this year. And I think that, you know, not all change is bad. I think that there's definitely a segment of the community that wants to resist change. And one of the things that I want people to walk away from the film with thinking is politics can be exciting. It can be fun. It can be wild. And I think Hunter's campaign shows that not only can it be interesting, but it can be effective.
Freak Power, The Ballot or the Bomb will be released this Friday. You can find more details about how to watch the film on our website, aspenpublicradio.org.